And so a few more words about how to use this rhythm generator, depending on your level. For less experienced players, it may be plenty for you to just do a one bar, you know, grouping like we did in the beginning, just that first page. Just by you being aware of where what beats you're playing on in the bar can be extremely helpful. And rather than just, you know, like without using this rhythm generator, we could just say, well, you have eight possibilities. One, the end of one, two, the end of two, etc., right? For the four beats. And just mix and match and do different rhythms. And that's fine. But this will get you into territory that is unpredictable by your mind. And it forces you to conceptualize, if you see what I mean. Like if you were just left to your own devices, then you would just come up with things that you would feel like you're comfortable playing. But this forces you into different combinations. So that's a good thing. Being rhythmically aware is a huge advantage. I mean, let's just, while we're on this topic, let's just do a quick demonstration here. So I just chose a simple progression in A minor, and I'm going to choose the last one we did from the one bar grouping. So the C2T, which is 2 plus 3 plus 3, where I subdivide the 2, and it'll sound like a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Good training to be able to take that anywhere you want to around the neck, and that's plenty for you.